Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. I'm Pamela Reese Wordlaw at the Preparation Room with Build, Grow, and Enjoy, where we worship and praise God and prepare the way for the Lord. Come on in and let's get this show started.
Hello. Welcome. Welcome to the Preparation Room with Build, Grow, and Enjoy Talk Show. Father God, we just thank you for this day. We praise you and we worship you. We give you the glory. We give you the glory, all the glory. Today is an awesome day here in the Preparation Room. It's the second year of Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Happy anniversary to Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Listeners, we thank you for calling in. We thank you for tuning in. Today is a blessed day, a special day. This is the coming weekend of Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a powerful holiday. It's a holiday where family get together like we getting together today. It's a family where we love unconditionally. It's a day that we give God all the glory and all the thanks. It's just awesome. I know you could feel it in the atmosphere, the energy, the love, you know, if anything going on in your life, put it aside. Kick it to the curb and just look full steam ahead. You know, if someone hurt you, you ain't got to wait until they say, I'm sorry. Just go forth and love on somebody else. That's their loss. And forgive them. Forgive them. I know it's easy said than done, but I tell you, you will free yourself if you forgive them. So I'm just excited about what's going on. We have Kalithia Jenkins. It's a second year anniversary again, so I'm excited. She's on the other end of the phone. But most of all, before we start anything, we always give God the glory, and then I just thank God. But we have a scripture about with Annette Everett, and she on the other end of the phone, and we would love for Annette to go forth with that scripture that she has.
Yes, thank you, Pam. Hello, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here once again on the show. I have a scripture that I'd like to share with you today, and it's in the King James Version. It is 1 Corinthians 15 chapter and the 58th verse. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord, you know, just don't be discouraged when you don't see your labor results. Just stand firm and continue to do God's work. And remember, your labor is not in vain. And with that, I turn it back to you, Pam.
Woo-wee. So if there's someone out there listening in, I need you to know this, that your labor is not in vain. The things that you do, like going out of the way for your family members, going out of the way for your husband, going out of the way for your children, most of all, just doing the will of God. It's not overlooked. You know, it's not in vain. God sees everything that you do. He is always with us. He's always with us through the good times and the bad times, through the sneaky times to the bold times. He is always with us. So we got to continue. We got to realize that we are here on this earth for an assignment, that we was born for a purpose. We was born for a reason. So strive for that. Pursue it. Pursue after God. God is a good God. He is an awesome God, and he is worthy to be praised. Hey, God, I praise you today. I'm so excited about this day. I'm so excited about what God is doing in our life. You know, it might seem like it's a dark side, but, you know, get into the light. Bring lightness out. Bring joy out. You know, God is waiting on you. He's waiting for you to just come ahead and just said, you know, I give myself away. You know, you got me, God. And I tell you, when you do that, I did it. I know it worked. When you do that, I tell you, it's just so exciting. And it's just so different. Your life would never be the same once you step ahead and do that. But I know all you listeners are listening on the phone for this big day. Happy anniversary, Bill. Grow and enjoy. Before we get this mighty woman of God, president of Bill, Grow and Enjoy, Khaleesia Jenkins, that I love so much. She's like a family member of mine. She's like my niece. I just want to pray over Bill, Grow and Enjoy. You know, prayers work, I tell you. If you just pray with a fervent heart, prayers always work. It does. Sometimes it doesn't come exactly the way that you want them to come, and it might not come instantly, but prayers work. So don't forget that. Continue to pray, and I want to pray over Bill, Grow and Enjoy radio station. It's been an awesome time being part of it at the Preparation Room. But I seen Bill, Grow and Enjoy when it first started, when it first was birthed. So I want to pray over it quickly. So I want you listeners to come and agree with me with this prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just ask you, Father, to just be in the midst of Bill, Grow and Enjoy. I just decree that any satanic force, prince of darkness, that tried to come against Bill, Grow and Enjoy, it will not be so. I decree that we send it to the pits of hell where it belongs. I decree that Bill, Grow and Enjoy, as this day go forward, would go even further, will bloom up even bigger, and it would fly like an eagle and continue to go forth. I decree it, and it is so. So here we go. We would love to present the president of Bill, Grow and Enjoy, Khaleesia Jenkins. Happy anniversary.
Yeah. Hey. Thank you, guys. Given to you guys also and everyone listening.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, Khaleesia, are you ready to go forth? Are you ready to go forth with what God has for you today?
Oh, yeah, I've been ready, pal. I'm so ready. I'm sorry, I'm kind of like just monotone, kind of just relaxed today because, you know, just a long week, busy, you know, already, just a lot of things going on. So I'm just kind of like in relaxed mode, but I'm definitely ready to share my story, my testimony, you know, and hopefully it will inspire the next.
Yes, yes. Well, Khaleesia, let's start back when it first started. When you first started thinking about coming on the radio station, what was your first thought? Can you let the listeners listen in? I'm asking you, what was the first thought? How did you decide that this is what you really wanted to do?
Well, my first thought was, you know, why is this crazy lady, Pamela Reese Wardlove, chasing me to get on the air? You know, for many of you guys, you know, I got to tell the story, you know. Of course, everyone knows I have 20 years in the finance industry. World traveler myself, just, you know, been around the world once, but finance is always my background. I'm from banking, private equity, investment advisory, insurance planning. So, and I was very, very, even though I was in corporate America, I was very, very involved with the community. That was, you know, me. You know, I think I was I consider myself a born philanthropist. And, you know, towards the end of when I was getting tired of, you know, just corporate America, I just always felt like I wasn't doing enough. There was more to it. So that's when I met you, Pam. Remember, we was at I was supporting a friend, hosting an event or something, but I met you, and for a year you chased me, and I was like, radio? Oh, woman, please. I you know, nobody radio. I mean, you were persistent. I was just like, Lord. So finally it came to the point where, you know, I ran, but God brought me back to the point where, you know, it was like, this is where you needed to be, and I finally made that call to you, and, you know, the rest is history.
Yeah, listeners, check this out. I was working at a radio station where God had ordained me to go. It's the radio station was WIGO 1570 AM radio station. And it was a gospel radio station. God was redeeming me and doing some things in my life and changing me. So I was like, wow, I always wanted to do radio. You know, it was like a challenge. I started off.
Did we lose you, Pam? I think we lost her net. Well, I'll let everyone know just a little bit about me. I'm a born Southern girl, born in Charleston, South Carolina. Many people don't know that. They're surprised when I share that with them. But I'm from Charleston, South Carolina. Left at a very young age, about 5 years old, and from there I lived abroad most of my life. And like I said, I've been around the world once. I mean, pretty much touched every continent. I was a military brat. My father was in the military. Mother's a retired nurse. But I had that type of mother. That's probably where I get it from, that, you know, if we go visit one country, we're going to see all the surrounding countries. So I grew up as a traveler, very exposed to many different cultures and very diverse types of people, different languages. It's a lot that I've seen throughout my life. So from there, in my adult life, I ended up coming here in San Diego in California, where I'm at right now. And then in 2005, I ended up in Atlanta. But during my adult life, I finished college at 16. I finished high school at 16 years old, went right into college, completed, and then went into the world of finance. First bank, went into my corporate America. 19 years old, got into my first bank, and from there, I just excel. You know, I've always had that heart to help people. I've always, like I said, born philanthropist. I grew up in youth ministry, even abroad. You know, I grew up in ministry, grew up in the church. I come from a family of female, powerful ministers and pastors, sixth-generation evangelists. So it's always been in my blood. I've always had my faith deep, and, you know, through the years, you know, all the elders would tell me, you got it. But I would just be that one of like, no way, because I'm actually really a reserved and shy person. You know, just recently through these years, I kind of opened up as I got older and mature a little bit. Pam, I see you there. So I just started my story a little bit, and I'll continue, and then we'll keep going. But pretty much I went into the world of finance at the age of 19 years old, and within 2 years, it was so funny. I wish I could have got my this old boss that I worked with, but I couldn't locate his phone. I was actually going to have him call in because it was such a funny day, because I excel in everything that I did at the bank. You know, numbers I'm really good at, very good at relationship building. And discernment, that keen spirit of discernment. But within 2 years, I was the number one banker in the Southern California region, in the state of California. It was funny because, one, you know, in banking, ranking reports is key because it tells your performance. And Anthony Braz, I wish I could have got you on here. And we were looking for my name. I always was in the top, 5%, performing. But it was just so funny because one day I was we were sitting there looking at the ranking report, and I was like, where's my name? Because we were always used to be in the top, and I was like, where's my name? And we happened to look, and it was at number one. You know, it's just like, my point of saying that is that I've always worked. When I do, I always walk. I wouldn't say walk, I walk. I do it because it's a passion for me. I don't do it for the paycheck. I don't do it for to be seen. Lord knows, Pam, you know, I'm not about that status quo. I'm not about being seen. I'm not about all of that. I'm about the purpose, the passion, and just, you know, the reason for it. So, you know, in that time, I was 19, 20, 21. Like I said, by the time I was 21, 22, yeah, I was the number one banker in Southern California. From there, I just kept climbing the corporate ladder. And then from that point on, you know, I went on into, you know, other areas of the bank, from consulting to lending. You know, at that time, the lending boom was going on, especially here in California. I mean, houses were $100,000, and next month when the boom hit, they were $1 million. So there was a lot of that going on. Well, with that, I developed the skills, you know, and as I said, I excelled through in the banking industry. And up to 2005, you know, my skills, you know, were always known by major players in the banking industry, and I was asked to come to Atlanta to come train and consult with the many bankers around the Atlanta metro area and getting their performance up. That's, you know, just what I've always done, you know, build banks, you know, go in, you know, the worst bank, not profitable, go in and turn it upside down and have that bank number one. I mean, I probably do it within a year or two, you get what I'm saying? So there's going to be a lot of people, I have some people that's going to call in and can share that with you guys. As a matter of fact, I have one, and I want them to kind of tell you, and it's funny because this person right here is actually with Bill Grown and Joy. I have a relationship going on over 10 years. I actually trained him at the bank, so he can tell you a little more, and I'm just excited that he called in. I'm going to get the call because he's on the go, getting ready to go to Cancun. But this is Francisco Hernandez. Hey, Frankie, good morning. Thank you for getting up and taking the time. I know you're ripping.
Frankie?
Yes, thank you for having me. Hi, Pam.
Frankie? Hey. I just want to tell the listeners that I'm sorry that the phone just acting crazy and it hung up on me as I was, you know, getting ready to tell you how everything started. But we will get back to that. So I got two lines going. So if the enemy try to come against us again, I have the other phone because this is exciting to me. I've been waiting for this day, so I'm not going to let anything interrupt it. But we're going to get back with that interview and how Khaleesia first started. And how you doing, Frankie?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Can't complain.
You doing well? You doing well? We're just glad that you made it up so early there in San Francisco, and we can't wait to hear what you got to say about the president of Bill Growing and Joy.
Well, Khaleesia, I've known for, well, going 11 years now. I actually met her my first day at a local bank. I actually started as a high school intern when I was 15 years old. Knowing nothing, I really didn't even know. That was my first job ever. So I was 15 years old, little kid, scared out of my mind going into a world of where, you know, adults basically. Khaleesia there to, you know, to guide me all from day one. She taught me everything that I know now. Thank God for her because I probably would have been lost and scared and maybe even scared that I actually have taken now if it wasn't for her. Luckily, the type of person that Khaleesia is that she not only will give you the information that you need to grow yourself, but she will make you go find it. That way you learn. And that's something that drove me out of my mind at that point in time because, you know, I'm 15 and mature. I just want an answer and get out of the way and move on to the next thing. I don't know if Khaleesia remembers this, but every single time to this day that I have a question, she'll be like, this is her answer. That's a very, very good question. Let me know when you find the answer and we can go through it together. Do you remember that, Khaleesia?
Yes, I did. And trust me, Frankie had a million and one questions.
Hey, that's the only way you're going to learn. But thankfully now I know that the only reason she's doing that is so I can grow myself and I can become, you know, a better person. I can become a better entrepreneur. I can become a better business person. And thanks to that, I, you know, managed to get the motivation to go to college, start a career in marketing, and thank God as soon as I graduated from with my degree, you know, it just so happened that, you know, I was catching up with Khaleesia. I mentioned that in passing. I didn't know she was starting a radio station, and, you know, I thank her because she brought me on board to Bill Grown and Joy, and we have managed to see Bill Grown and Joy grow from what it was to what it is today. So I just wanted, you know, to come on the air and thank her for, you know, not only being a friend and always being there for me, but you know, thank God for her because she's been a great mentor.
Wow. That. We love you, Frankie.
Frankie,
we love you.
I'm going to cry.
Frankie, don't leave because, you know, we got to talk about some more stuff concerning Kalipia just recently. You know, and you was right there. So don't leave. We're going to have us a great time on the show today. Kalipia, we just love you, girl. You know, if you want to cry, cry. You know, God is doing some awesome things with you. I'm so proud of you. And it's just amazing how he had me to get into your life. And he, you know, listeners, God will use you to help someone else go forward. That's what we're here for. Let me tell you what I was talking about before the phone, you know, hung up. When I was at the radio station, WIGO 1570 AM, The Light, and it was a gospel radio station, and I was getting people on, and plus I was trying to learn some things myself and getting social media, and, you know, we met at the social media group, and I saw her, and she reminded me of one of my little nieces. She looked identical to my little niece in Connecticut. And I kept, you know, noticing her, and I thought that was it, but it wasn't just that. You know, God had orchestrated for her to look like that so I could acknowledge her so, you know, so things could happen in this term. So she was doing something completely different. You know, I had no idea she would go on the radio station, so I finally got a chance to talk to with her, and I was, you know, asking about what she was doing, and she was telling me about New York life and this and that. I said, well, why don't you come on the radio station? I, you know, I'm working for a radio station, and I would love for you to come on the radio station and promote about what you're doing. Even though it's a gospel radio station, it will help our community go forward. You know, and she was like, well, I got to think about this. She was looking scary, those eyes, you know. I was looking scary like me. Well, I, you know, she said, oh, okay, I just got to ask New York Life about it and this and that because I got to be very careful about what I'm doing. And I said, well, okay, you know, and we exchanged numbers and stuff. And she didn't call me back, but then we had a chance to interact again. And I saw her again. I said, I didn't forget about you coming on the radio station. You going to come on that radio station. And then the Spirit of God just came upon me in a prophetic way. And he started speaking to me to tell her what, you know what was inside of me. And I was like, you know, I could really see you on the radio station. She was like, well, I'm trying. I'm, you know, this, that, that, and this. You know, she was blowing me off. And then I was telling her something that, you know, that it was in my belly. And I was telling her how it was going to be more than what she thought it was. It wasn't going to even be that, what she's doing right now. And she was like, what? You know. I said, it's going to be something even more than you could even think about. Just come on and give it a try. You know, take a little what you have and don't worry about, you know, your company, you know, doing this or doing that and do your own thing with it. You know, and she was like, well, I don't know. So, you know, she was still procrastinating. So I gave her a call and I said, you know, it's your time. It's your season. I believe that you could go forth. We're going to look out for you. Let's set a date. Let's do this. So she said, okay. And she was nervous at the time, and she had her producer. Remember, Kalisa, you had your producer, and then she had someone else. She had, like, three people with her, you know, and then she had her laptop. She was set. She had came and downloaded her music, and she came to the radio station and checked it out, and she had her notes and her. I was like, wow, this girl is on it. You know, this girl is really on it. But God was showing me something big with her. She was kind of nervous, but she had everything together. She had her music and her intro and her outro, and she had her notes. And it was time for her to come on the radio station. And I'm hoping, Kalipia, do you have a clipping of that with you?
Oh, boy, the first show, yes. We're about to play the first 3 minutes, and I got to chop it up and get to between 14 and 17 so everyone can see. Yeah, I was ready. I was ready. But, boy, radio, I was like, this is harder than what I expected. So, yeah, I'll let them hear it, you know. And
she was ready. She was really ready, and she wanted to do it. She's the type of person, once you get her started, it's not going to finish until it's over.
You know, she mastered what she do. So let's listen in on it, and let's just laugh and love on it. Go ahead with it, Kalithia.
All right. Thank you for taking. Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results. Hello, all. I am finally here. The Rise to Financial Literacy. Thank you for tuning in and welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. I am so excited and passionate to share and educate mine and others' expertise in these turmoil and economical times. Like Obama would say, change is here. I want you guys to call in. You can call in on the blog call, call in 347-215-8709 or on the radio station directly, 404-361-1571. This show is not about me. It's about you, and I want to hear your voice. I want to hear what you want to know. Like Obama would say, change is here. So please, just call in. Let me hear your voice. What do you want to learn? I mean, budgeting, financial planning, state planning, let me know. The lines are open.
Okay, Pam. That was the first little, you know, minute that we were on. Did you notice what went wrong? The outro was played instead of the intro. So, you remember when Kevin was behind the engineer, you know, over at WIGO, he's like, no. So then, you know, I was ready. I had my notes, like you said, and I mean, I was like, yeah, I got this, man, we ready. Man, that first 3 minutes, it was a wrap. I had went through everything, read it, and I didn't know what to go from that direction, so... Now let's hear where it went downhill, and this is where it went really downhill. What did they call it in the studio? Dead air?
Yeah.
You guys were all at the studio window with notes and say this and do that, but I'm going to let them hear. This is where we went downhill.
Okay. Yeah. A little bit more about me. All right. Well, you know. I'm a workaholic. I'm actually, you know, very, 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 very educated when it comes to finances. I've been doing it pretty much from the age of 19. I went to my first bank and did my way from there. You know, it sells very well in the areas to, you know, pretty much going on the investment advisory side to coming into insurance planning. I'm a single mom, just like, you know, a lot of women out there. I love to travel. I am also a youth leader. You know, I'm a youth leader. I am a president-elect of the Civitan organization. I give a lot back to the community. I'm all about giving. I work hand-in-hand with the Boys and Girls Club, the Ray and Young Clock Center, Salvation Army. I do a lot of community, you know, activity for the children. I'm very involved with the children. I also, you know, host a lot of financial, you know, literacy programs and teaching the children because I feel as though that's where it begins, the foundation, the children, the foundation. So, there's a lot that I, you know, get myself involved with. And like I said, I have a passion to help. I have a passion to share, you know, my expertise and my knowledge and to be involved.
looks like. Yeah, we got it. So call in. Still grow and enjoy that NIND.com. Blog Talk 347. 215-8709, radio station 404-361-1571. Like I said, tomorrow will be our first guest, Neil Earl Campbell, architecture social thinker, is going to be on here kicking it real for you guys. We'll be right back.
She had ran out of words. She was ready to leave the radio station. She was like, no. She was like, my half hour is not up yet. She was like, no. She was putting all kinds. We were putting notes up in the window, trying to tell her what to say. And she was like, she was reading the notes. It was so funny. It was so funny. I was like,
oh my gosh.
I can't.
And then
believe
I forgot
it.
The mic was on. I'm talking. I'm like, whoa, that was hard. Man, that was easy. And he's like, the mic is still on. I'm like, oops.
But you know, listeners, you know, the ones that's just coming in, we interviewing President of Bill Grow and Enjoy 2 years ago, where she was at and where she's at now. And now you see how she's talking and being energized and energetic and changing people's lives. She's doing what she said she was going to do it, but it was like, well, she didn't know, but she went forth anyway. It was a urgency that God, it was what God had for her life and the plan that he had for her life. You know, we have to step baby steps first, as she did, you know, like she did, and just move forth. And he's not finished with it yet. And so what we're doing is we're going back from the time that she started 2 years ago into now, and we just blessing God for what he's doing and how he's doing it and to encourage you to go even further in life. But, Kalithia, I mean, that was a day that was so in. That was the day that I really, truly fell in love with you as a family member and realized that this was part of what God had for me. And it wasn't just another person getting on the radio station and going forth in the ministry, but it was someone like you to help develop you to be the person that God wanted to be. You know, and I just thank God to see it and see how you moving and going forth in your life. I tell you, I am so proud of you. I am so proud of what God is doing with you.
I couldn't do it without you and all the encouragement and everyone that's been with me on the journey. And, you know, I just thank each and every one, because if it wasn't for any of you guys, I probably would have been like, you know, what am I doing? Or probably still where I was when we first met, you know, still trying to figure out what purpose am I here for in this life, you feel me? But I appreciate you and I thank you.
Yeah, and then the second step to it, as we was going on, she started coming on 2 days a week. It was Monday and Wednesday there at the radio station, and it was a lot of trials and tribulations, and I mean, seemed like, just so much hindrance came against her as she went forth. As she was going forth, I mean, I witnessed it because me and her talked and I had to pull her through. That's why it's hard to go through, what God has for you by yourself. You need someone motivational to pull you through this thing, because when you just by yourself, maybe someone did it, and I don't know. I don't know how she would have did it just by herself with some of the trials and tribulations that she started going through. Then she started sharing some of the stuff that she was going through, and obstacles started coming against her finances, because you do need finances to go through what God has for you. Felicia, can you tell us the next step you was going through as you was coming to build Bill Grow and Enjoy?
Well, Well, before we do that, there's a lot of callers, and a lot of these people have been a part of me in the journey, and I don't want to have them waiting. And there's one particular person on here that I really would like to have speak, because he was part of, you know, encouraging me to do so, too, in addition to you. You know, and this is my very good friend, Dr. Josue Andino. Hey, Andino, thank you for calling in.
Oh, my goodness. How are you? Congratulations again on your two-year anniversary.
Thank you. Hello. Thank you. Thank you for taking the time to call in. I know you're busy.
Oh, I apologize. I'm here at the hospital treating some patients, and I knew that I had to make the call. So as soon as my last patient came, I was able to etch out some space to speak with my good friend. And all of you that do not know her, this is one of the most giving persons, people that I know, and I am so proud of you and all you that you have accomplished.
No, thank you, thank you. I couldn't do it without your encouragement also, because you were part of the reason, too. You were like, when I remember when I sent you the information, you were like, I think you need to go down there. So, Pam, he's the one that actually encouraged me to call you.
I still remember that conversation. The conversation pretty much went like, I don't know, what am I going to talk about? Are people going to listen? I don't know. And I was like, what's the worst thing that can happen? What's the worst thing that can happen?
Wow.
And as we heard a few minutes, ago, that was the worst thing that could have happened. That was pretty funny. Yeah, I remember that show. I was listening.
You was listening to that show.
Oh, and then I remember the call that I received after, that you were like, I don't know. And now you're building, you know, as I love to call it, a literacy empire that is going to help so many people for generations. So continue the good work, continue striving, continue pushing, and God is going to continue to bless you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks,
I love you.
Doctor.
Keep working hard. And I have to go back to patients, so I apologize for keeping it short.
All right. Love you too. Take care. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, John.
And this is the person that has led me to get into doing my own show myself. So you're responsible for it.
Well, congratulations, Dr.
So now I'm the one saying, I don't know who's going to listen.
Yeah, you guys can catch Dr. Andino first Thursday of every month with In Search of a Healer here on Bill Grow and Enjoy BGE Radio.
Thank you so much. I love you. Take care of yourself. Yeah, this is a wonderful
and
show.
Happy Thanksgiving, Dr. Andino.
And I'm still listening, even though I'm treating patients. So.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Pam, he definitely, like I said, you were coming at me. He was coming at me. I was like, man. But on to the trials and tribulations. Yes, there was just a lot of, you know, it just seemed from that period, you know, once, you know, because we launched on November the 1st, 2010, and going into January on, it was just our December on, it just seems like all these challenges started coming. You know, I was in the midst of trying to get, you know, my home situated. This crazy stuff coming up with that, the back out of the contract, you know, everything I was putting in wasn't getting out because, you know, I self-funded Bill Grumman doing. I didn't take no loans out. I didn't borrow any money from anyone. I literally liquidated everything I've owned to run with this calling. And with that, I build, grow, and enjoy, because I didn't want to take loans out and get any debts or anything, you know, and be right back where everyone else was. I didn't know which way I was going. So I was pretty much everything was put in by me, you know, and going forward. And then, of course, you know, those trials and tribulations come and, you know, ideas come, implemented, didn't work out. people, you know, coming to you, you know, knowing that you got a heart, you're helping them, just to find out they were only trying to use you, and, you know, you see them in situations, and knowing that you don't like to see them in situations, you're trying to be that friend. It was just a lot coming against me, a lot of distractions, you know, just a lot of things that was burdensome upon me. But like I said, with your encouragement and many other people around me, you know, I just thank each and every one of you guys, because I probably would have lost my mind. And, you know, with that, you know, to continue growing, you know, I just stuck with it. You know, there was always those people, you know, what is Blog Talk, or, you know, looking down on it because I'm not in the studio, because at this point I had left WIGO and just went internet social media, because I had come to realize that that would give me more of a global audience, one, and two, I would be able to grow faster, because social media is where everything is at. So that's when I took it to Blog Talk, took it on the internet with the Twitter, the Facebook, and it just started growing from there. And then in, what, May, Easter 2011, God brought me to San Diego. I came here to, you know, when I say I liquidated everything, I mean everything. I literally had to, well, my oldest son was already here in San Diego with his father, because his father, you know, always knew how I operated, and, you know, that corporate America, always very supportive of my career in providing. So, you know, my oldest stayed here with his father, and then I shipped my youngest, because I have two boys, here with my mother. So in Easter of 2011, I came to San Diego to spend some time with my boys. And while here, my friends, family, people from the bank, you know, then there was some appointments and stuff that I was, you know, kind of start tapping the San Diego market, letting them know about, you know, Build, Grow, and Enjoy. But while here, very tragically and unexpectedly, my son's oldest son's father died. And at that point, I was just like, OMG, what is going on? I literally was expected to be back in Atlanta so that way I can kick off, remember, the reality show From the Hustle to the Boardroom. And now, which, you know, it's just, you know, that platform just to talk to entrepreneurship, and we couldn't even go forward with that because the situation with the death of my son's father. And, you know, it was the hardest, I can say that was the hardest thing I've ever had to deal with in my life, because at this time, you know, I literally had to put everything on hold, and I'm like, well, maybe I'm not supposed to be doing it, or what am I supposed to do? You know, I was really kind of confused, but most important, I was just like, my son, I wasn't wishing on no parent. You know, how am I going to tell my 12-year-old son, who is, you know, his father was his best friend, that his father is no longer here? I was an emotional wreck. I don't even know how I continued to get on the air, though. I continued to push. You know, I was here, but then I wasn't here. You know, and I mean, even, you know, and then going through more opposition, you know, people that, you know, I thought would have been there for me to encourage me, just, you know, to mentor me or just give me some encouragement, wasn't even there, you know, and I was there for those people in their lowest, you know, so it just really brought me to a turning point in my life of, okay, I really need to sit back and just take a, you know, a look at where my life is going now, because at that point I realized God was really trying to get my attention and what I am to do in my purpose. You know, all my life I grew up, you know, like I said, I come from a family of powerful female ministers, and all my life spoke over my life that, you know, I was going to be the biggest blessing to so many people. I never knew what it was. You know, my grandmother told me that growing up, God bless her soul, I just never knew what it was. I mean, she even, that's the last thing she told me on her dying bed. You know, I just never knew what it was. But, you know, it really just, when my son's father passed away, like I said, I really went into hiding, or God put me in a hiding spot where I could meditate and just draw closer to him. And that's where I turned. I turned back to my faith deeper and just really got a one-on-one intimate relationship with him.
And, you know, in addition to that, and, you know, just the encouragement from family and friends and yourself, Pam, it just really pulled me through. But, you know, the oppositions were coming, but an opportunity opened up for me to get into Hollywood, you know. And from there, you know, I started developing the relationships with, you know, some key people in L.A. and Hollywood. And, you know, they were drawn to what, you know, I my vision and, you know, what I do. And then from there, you know, it just opened up more doors. You know, I just accepted my calling, and that's the rest is history. That's where I'm at today. And, you know, now today with Bill Grode and Joy, you know, I'm in negotiations with multi-million-dollar contracts, consulting for major organizations. I've been personally invited to meet Michelle Obama and the First Lady of Africa in April. 2013 is going to be an awesome year, you know, not just abundance for me, because it's going to be, you know, a year of blessing that I'm going to be able to bless others, because God has put me in that space of abundance, you know. And I know through it all, it was all a test, and, you know, I feel in my soul that, you know, I passed the test, and now God can trust me with it. And, you know, I'm going to be city-to-city, multi-city traveling to huge events with big power players, you know, in just not just in the world of philanthropy, but, you know, entertainment. And, you know, I'm just excited to where I'm going, you know, going forward 2013, and just, you know, able to share this, you know, testimony with everyone. As what you said, you know, just keep working at it. You know, don't give up. Don't quit. That's always been a model for me, because you just never know where God is going to take you, and what your purpose is. And the more and more I deepen my relationship with Him, the more and more I am seeing of who I am. And, you know, like I said, I just give Him all the glory.
It touched my heart in a way to bring it back home to your son, father passing away, and you was on your way. You were saying, well, you know, you had made some plans. You had made big plans, listeners, to come back. And I was telling her, I was feeling something in the atmosphere. And when you got somebody in your life, I believe that, you know, when God is sharing something with you, you should be able to share it with that person, what you was feeling. And I was feeling something about, I didn't know what I was feeling, but I was asking her concerning coming home. And she was like, no, I'm getting ready to go. And you remember Kalithia? And I was like, Kalithia, I don't know. Is it time for you to come home yet? And he was like, no. And I didn't know what I was feeling. I said, well, you know, just pray about it. She said, I will. And, you know, I know I hear God too. You know, I'm making plans to come. But every time she was on her way to move back, she had everything all settled and packed, and something was holding her back. And about 2 weeks before the incident, I was asking her concerning, you know, the father. And about the following week, it happened, you know, he passed away. But through that, I really thought that that you was going to really, like, kind of, I was going to lose you at the time, not to lose as your life, but to lose, you know, you far as being so connected and close with you, even on the radio, because that was a hard blow. And, I mean, I'm so proud how you stuck it out and how you released your feelings and your emotions about what you was going through. And she came with a fervent heart, and we prayed and we prayed and we prayed. And not only that, I knew you was always saved. You had told me later on in our relationship as being friends, she had told me that she, you know, came from a family that was ministers, and I didn't know that. And, you know, I noticed some of the things that, you know, she didn't really go out and party like a lot of other people her age went, you know, but she pretty much was at home, somewhere at home, working all the time, working, talking about her business. Her whole subject was building, growing, investing, doing positive things, even, you know, looking, you know, looking and researching and stuff like that. But she never said that she was saved or redeemed. And I never mentioned it to her because sometimes you don't have to go all through that. You could tell. Sometimes people will tell you, well, I'm a minister, and I'm a pastor, and I'm redeemed, and I'm saved. And, you know, their action doesn't show it. But Khaleesia always had like a humble, she, you know, I've seen some good sides and bad sides. But it always was humble to listen and humble to understand. You know, and to go back to what I was saying, I seen a side of her after her baby father died that kind of clamped up. She kind of clamped up. She got real quiet. And when she did, we still talked every day. But when she did talk, it was talking about Jesus. It was talking about her going forth. It was talking about her coming even closer to God. And turning Bill Growing in Joy around to something more than just a blog talk radio station. It turned to be now a ministry. And a ministry doesn't just have to be church, you know, like the regular church. We all minister. So I see the difference to the turning point of where you at right now in turning into ministry. And my heart just goes out to even think about what you had to go through losing your son, father, and having to deal with two sons behind, you know, losing him. Can you talk a little bit more about that if you like to, you know, would you like to talk about a little bit more of what happened?
No, I don't want to talk about it because, yeah, I don't want to open the wound, but I can tell you that we are healing, you know, because it's not just, you know, my son, you know, it's the family, you know, my son's son, mm-hmm. you know, I'm really close with the family still, you know, we are all close. And, you know, that's what has me here in San Diego because, you know, I just didn't want to pack up and leave and head back to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And my son is still mourning. You know, I want him to heal because you know how I am in Atlanta. We're ripping. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I want him to heal from there. And thank God put me in a position where, you know, I can be where I'm at, you know. So he's healing. He's doing great. His grade point average is over 3.0. The first year was kind of hard, but we got through it. He's playing football. We just now planned out our time when we get back to Atlanta. He's decided he wants to go to Georgia Tech. And this takes me back to what I do, the importance of financial of life insurance, you know. Years ago, you know, me being in finance, you know, his father always, you know, talked, you know, we talked about all that. So he took care of what he needed to take care of to ensure that, you know, my son continued to, you know, live his legacy. Granted, you know, what the situation was, but, he's okay. You know, that's what I'd rather talk about, the healing process. You know, he found his friends, you know, he's always been a strong, strong kid, you know, I mean, traveling kid, just like me. At the beginning, it was, you know, horrible, just breaking down at night and, you know, or we just happen to be in the bathroom, he's just breaking down, or we're in the car, he's breaking down, and I can tell you, it was hard, you know, but he has healed. He said, you know, okay, Mom, let's do this. We're going to Atlanta. My sister, we have a little sister. My sister's good to go. My grandmother's good to go. Because he's the type of kid where he's a protector, too, you know. So, and he's a leader. He's a born leader. He said he's ready. But the healing process has already taken place, and he's doing a lot better.
Well, how, you know, and I'm speaking on the listener's behalf. You know, I already know, but I'm speaking on the listener's behalf. How are you doing with this, you know, the whole ordeal?
I'm good. Sometimes, you know, I'm good. You know, if it wasn't for my faith, I probably wouldn't be, you know, and just the wonderful people that are around me, including yourself, it would have been hard to get through. You know, every once in a while I'll sit down, you know, because I meditate a lot. And sometimes it comes to me and I think that, you know, on, you know, things that we used to do and, you know, just how the situation played out, and a tear might come to mind, but it's not like rainfall of tears, you know. So I can say that, you know, I'm healing. I'm very much healing. I have more direction of where I need to go in my life and for my son's life, and what I need to do for my call and purpose.
Well, you know, a lot of listeners that's listening on the line, I know they wanted to hear that, and I just want to tell you that I know there's someone on the other end of the line that's listening in somewhere in the internet or in the social media. You know, we all go through trials and tribulations, and we know it's not easy, but I encourage you not to keep it to yourself. You know, when you keep it to yourself, you know, it hurts even harder. Find someone that you could share it with. You know, that you could cry it out with, or maybe, you know, inbox Kalithia or hit her up on her website, Twitter her, and she could help you get through it, because I could say what I want to say, but, you know, everybody hurt is different. You know, right now we're talking about something that Kalithia Jenkins, president of Build Fun, enjoy going through. And, Kalithia, you know, can you take a minute and give them your website address or how they could hit you up? Because I know someone that's listening is going through something right now, and they're going to need you, and I know you will be there for them. So can you give them the information how to get in touch with you?
Definitely. They can go on to BillGrownEnjoy.com, or they can find me on Twitter at Kalithia, and, you know, they can hit me up anytime. Pam, we have a lot of callers in the box, and I want to take some of these callers, and two particular ones, especially one, because this is another person that helped me go forth with Bill Grown and Joy. This particular person sat here, and, you know, I had already met you, but before Dr. Andino pushed me, this was the bridge. And this particular person listened to the vision I had. I didn't know what I was going to talk, and he can do that. He just told me to go to a link, and he birthed Bill Grown and Joy. And that's George Robbins with Diddy Tech out in Atlanta. Just want to say my appreciations to George. He was part of this process, and if it wasn't for him, it probably wouldn't have went forth with everybody else. Hi, George.
Hey, Kalithia, how you doing?
I'm good, George. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for just being a part of Bill Grown and Joy. As I said, I give my appreciation to you sitting and listening to my vision and just putting it out there for people to see.
Well, I mean, it was easy. I mean, Kalithia, I mean, you had the vision. You just were, you know, needed a little technological encouragement, shall we say. That's all I gave. And you have been flying, girl. It's like, you know, you watch you know, the moon launch, right, and you see the rockets and it's fire and energy and it's just blasting off into the outer atmosphere. And you know that all the people around the earth are just watching this thing rumble off into space, right? Just like unstoppable energy, right? And you just realize that Kalithia is holding the driving stick on the. She's sitting in the capsule with her finger on the accelerator, you know. And it's just, we ain't even thinking about slowing down. We're not going to stop. Nothing is going to stop us from getting out of the world that we're in. And that takes courage. That takes courage.
Yes.
And that's what Kalithia has an abundance of, is courage. And if there's one thing that we can all take a lesson from, is that it takes a lot of courage to speak out in front of millions of people around the world to try to help people, to bring a vision to the world, and do it out of your own expense through during your own trials and tribulations.
Yes.
Right? And to reach back in through all of that madness and say, hey, it's pretty cool out here. Light your rocket, y'all. Get out here. You're missing it. And that's what Kalithia is bringing to the table, folks. So you better just get on your rockets and hit that accelerator, because Kalithia is waiting on you all to get moving. And especially since we get out here and find out we got a president out here saying, hey, it's okay, come on, it's okay. Come on out here. You know, everybody's welcome. Let's all go. Come on. So we can all breathe a sigh of relief, and Kalithia was part of that too, right? She helped with her encouragement over the radio. I've been listening for a long time, and I'm so proud of her, and it was just very easy when, you know, you've got somebody who's really interested in, you know, helping others. So it's easy to give them the tools that they need.
Yeah.
So thanks again, Kalithia. I appreciate you letting me be a part of Bill Growing a Joy.
Thank you, George.
You're welcome.
Thank
you.
All right. Sam, we
so
have
much.
Another callers. Just take some callers, Sam, because they've been sitting here waiting. Let's take another one.
Okay, just take some callers.
This is another particular caller. This person, yeah, I know who this person is. This person just came. You know, they had my back during the peace zone. You know, one of those situations, Pam, where, you know, helping someone, they dropped the ball, but we had that vision come to life. And that's Darren Rose with DNA Pro Media. Hey, Darren.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. They're out there with the SPLC today, Pam.
All right,
okay.
Great. And it's both of us here, Darren and Anthony Summit, the DNA Pro Media. Had a great meeting with NCLC, and basically just, you know, want to continue spreading the good word in a positive manner. From our website, you know, we're looking for young journalists, high school and college, you know, looking to write about stuff in the community, as well as the music industry and other business things to, you know, be able to post their work on our website. Along with that, we just also offering social media packages for artists and stuff to help move their stuff on, for YouTube and SoundCloud and all that stuff, and just, you know, continue to spread a good word in a positive manner. I'll let Anthony speak on some more, and it's basically, man, it's kind of just excited to be part of it, growing the joy. I remember Kalithia when she was selling insurance. And, you know, come back years later, we're hosting Keystone events here in Atlanta, and it's been a great journey since then. And, you know, like I said, we just want to continue to, you know, spread that word and, just, you know, do good business with the network of possible people.
Well, thank you, Baron and Anthony. You guys enjoy Reverend Gant today, because that's what you guys did, right?
Yeah, we just left them there.
Okay.
I was going to say those guys excited as well. Like I said, we're going to bring a web presence to them as well with everything we have going on, and be able to enjoy as well.
Awesome.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, it's cracking up. But I just thank you guys for calling in, and thank you for being a part of Build Run and Joy. And I know we have some great things coming to the city, and always excited. You know, you guys are brothers to me, and I love both of you guys.
Love you too. Love you.
Cam?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah.
Wow, wow.
Yeah,
I'm staying in pace
with the social media and things that we can have going on, what we're bringing with, you know, Michael Campbell with Universal Music. You know, that's something that we're planting in Atlanta, you know, in addition to the other projects that, you know, are just coming to me, and I'm going to be heading up in our city and all the opportunity coming. But, yes, it's just amazing, Pam. Like I said, all I can just say, I give him the glory.
Yes. You deserve all the glory, Califia. You know, we're just proud of you. You are so loved. I know sometimes it might seem that, you know, you're just not, you know, part of what's going on, but God got you. God got you, girl. He got you right where you need to be. And he just preparing the way. You know, you got to be prepared. You know, we just can't just jump into anything because, as you know, when you jump into it, you know, if you ain't ready for it, he's going to sit you right back where you need to be. And when that time comes, all the doors is going to open for you to just walk straight onto it. And it's coming now as you preparing the way. You have to be right where you at right now, you know, and set aside for this time. For this moment is God preparing you to go forth for his glory, for his kingdom. So, you know, just embrace what God is doing for you. And, you know, I just love you, girl. I got your back, you know, through everything, through the good times and the bad times. And you know how I am. I'm going to roll with it like it real. Like, no, okay, right. You do what you do, and I ain't feeling that. You know, I'm going to always bring you back, even if you, you know, wrong, and I'm going to still love you no matter what. So, you know, listeners, that's what it's all about. You know, just keeping it real and run with this woman of God the same way that she do. You know, not hating. You know, she had to go through some things to get where she is today. You know, it's not easy. It's not easy.
You know,
keeping
it real conservative. You know, I want to tell everybody all my business. Boy, it wasn't easy. It ain't.
You know?
It's
the cat. You were like, whoa. Oh, it ain't good. You know, but, yeah, you know, and we're just proud of you and what you're doing. And like George has said, I'm so glad that he did call in. George was there from the beginning, and he was right with you. You got some key people with you, and you keep loving. You keep loving the way that you do, you know, because it will definitely come back. George was one of the people that was with her when she first started at the radio station, and we see this big cameraman coming in. He was like her camera crew, you know. He was in the camera. Wow. You know, I didn't see that at WIGO, you know. The camera crew came and, you know, came inside of our studio at WIGO and telling them what they want done. I was like, look at this girl coming in here doing this, you know. So that's part of the vision that I see what God is doing, and it's even more than that, even more. So continue to go on and go forth, you know, let George say go. But, you know, I told you, you know, and as I prayed today, I see an eagle. I see an eagle, and I see you flying. I see an eagle, and I see you flying like an eagle. And, you know, eagles fly alone, Califia. So
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I just encourage you to continue to go forth. And
yeah.
And I'm going to give
Caller, do you want to take some more callers? I know a lot of people calling in. Take some more callers.
It's
okay.
It's your
show.
It's your
show.
Caller
7702.
Welcome to Bill,
Grown,
and
Joy
in the Preparation Room. Are you there, caller?
Hi.
Hi.
Praise the Lord. Oh, I'm so excited to be on the program with you all today. This is Beverly.
Hello. Remember, Beverly, when you were coming for the Keystone? You never talked to her.
Yes. Oh,
that's,
wow.
You know, I'm surprised. I didn't even know you had the information on how to get on the radio station.
You
wow.
Be surprised. The Lord will do mysterious things.
Yes, he do.
Yeah. Well, Califia, let's talk a little bit about the Keystone since we got Minister Beverly on the phone. Remember we was having
difficulty with the flights and all this and that, you know, at the Keystone. Remember how all the just all kind of stuff was happening?
Oh, my God, what an experience. Yes, you know, that was an event that someone came to me and wanted me to help them, you know, because of my skills and expertise. They dropped the ball. I didn't want to disappoint no one, so I had to pick up this project without sponsors, without a budget, because it hit me all of a sudden. I was not prepared, and, you know, things are just all over the place, trying to figure out how we're going to fly in and, you know, with the team. And Beverly, God sent Beverly. And I just want to thank you, Beverly, and, you know, thank you for assisting me in such a trying time, but yet it was trying. It was still a blessing in disguise as yourself.
Kalitha, it is truly, truly my pleasure, and I give all honor and grace and glory unto our Father, because without him, I would not have been in a position to even be a blessing to someone else. And I just bless God. I just bless God.
Yes. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you. And for everyone to know, Beverly, you know, she works for a very well-known airline in Atlanta, so it was just perfect.
It was something, Kalitha, you know, she had, you know, I was in the background not really, you know, letting you know how I was praying, and, you know, for the success for the show, and she said, Pam, let's go out to dinner. So we went out to dinner, and I was like, is everything all right? I said, well, I'm kind of concerned about my girlfriend. You know, she's having a little problem. You know, not even thinking about where she worked at, you know, getting here, and I just want to pray that everything goes successful. She said, well, what is going on? I said, well, you know, they have, you know, a little this, that. She said, well, don't worry about it. Give me her number, and I'll handle it. And I was like, whoa. God, you're awesome, you know. So, you know, I was just surprised that she even just would step up. She's that type of person. She loves to surprise you. She's full of surprises. And then to top it off, she wanted everything to go good, and she never even seen Kalitha. This is how God works. She never even said, I am Kalitha today. And she said, I just want to make sure that you're set for the Keystone, because I was awarded there. And she said, tell me what I want to get you, what you want to wear. I was like, girl, no. You know.
Okay, you're about to make me start crying now, so.
Yeah, it's okay. It's fine. But she said, still, go ahead. I was like, So I didn't want to talk about it to her anymore. I didn't even want to talk about it to her anymore, about anything, because I had so much, so many clothes and stuff. She said, no, I want you to look a specific way. She came and brought a book, a seclusive book. I didn't tell you, Kalitha, because, you know, sometimes, you know, you just, she's the type, she likes to do things behind doors. And she said, show me what you like. And before I knew it, she had it at my steps. She came in. She ordered it specially for me. And she brung it to me. She said, now I want you to enjoy the show. And blessed me and prayed with me for the show to be successful. So she was an angel behind the scene that was praying. You know, yeah. So Beverly, I love you so much for that. You always full of surprises. I didn't know she even had the number to call on the show. So I'm surprised she called, so God is just good, you know. The number's not familiar, but I was like, who number is that? You know, so Beverly, you are such an angel, and I just love you. I thank God for you being part of Feel, Go, and Enjoy and the Preparation Room. I just thank you so much.
Amen, and truly, truly, Pam, it's twofold, you know, because I've been going through my trials and tribulations, and you were there for me, and I just bless God for all of us. We're just having a joyful day here, and we just praise God, and I am so full of tears I can't even see.
Oh, wow. Tears of joy. You know, it's a blessed day. It's the anniversary of Bill growing in joy, and what had happened was she dedicated the preparation room to God and the airway. You know, so it's just an awesome thing, Talithia. It's truly your day. This is truly your day. So I just want to tell you happy anniversary again. And we love you at the preparation room so much. You're loved and you're blessed. I need to let you know. Bill Groin and Joy is blessed.
Thank you, Beverly. Thank you so much.
Oh,
I look forward to meeting you when I get to Atlanta.
And happy anniversary.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. And same to you and your family.
Thank you. Wow, Sam, that is just awesome. I know there's just been some callers just sitting in the queue. They sit here. Let's just take them and get through to them.
Okay.
Caller 678-0727. Welcome to Bill Grow and Enjoy.
Hello, Bill Grow and Enjoy.
Hi, your name
this is Candy. I just wanted to call you and tell you congratulations on your 2 years, Calithia. I'm so proud of you. And what you don't, you probably don't even know this, but you are such a motivation to me. Ever since you've come into me and my mom's life, hi, Mom. You've been, you know, just hearing your stories and talking to you and just being in your presence. You are such a motivation and a breath of fresh air. And you're always just so open, you know, and just so helpful and so giving. And I just love you for it. And keep on doing what you're doing, girl. A lot of us are, you know, we might not have a chance to tell you, but we are so inspired by you and your story. So thank you. Thank you for all that you do. And I'm just so excited for all of what God is getting ready to do. Because I know there's some great works that's going to be done through you. And I just wanted to tell you I love you and just congratulations and keep on keeping on.
Thank you, and I love you much more.
Okay, I'll let your other callers get through because I was holding for a minute, but I just wanted to tell you that I'm glad I was able to get through. I love y'all, and y'all just keep on giving us what we need and letting God use you to do his work.
Awesome.
That's
thank
my
you.
Daughter. I love you, girl. All right. Love y'all. Be blessed and happy holidays.
Yes, thank you. All right. Let's see here. We got that one. Let's see. Caller 678-5101. Welcome to Bill Grown and Joy. 678-5101, are you there?
Maybe I'll call a private one.
Caller 678-5771, welcome to Bill Grown and Joy.
Hello. Hi,
welcome to Bill Grown and Joy in the preparation room.
Hey, Calithia, I love you.
Oh, you know who this is?
Happy anniversary.
This
is Sheila. This is Sheila. I'm calling from Atlanta.
Hey, Sheila. Sheila, Pam.
Sheila. Hey, Sheila.
Oh my God, yo, y'all need to stop having all these people coming in there. Y'all got me in tears. You are so blessed, my God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
It's a blessing to hear your voice again, Sheila. This is your family.
Yeah, oh my gosh. And I heard your beautiful daughter call in just now.
Oh, God is good. Khaleesi is part of our family now. Everybody know her here, and we just love her so much. You know, I had to work today. I was running out of work. I was like, I can't stay another minute. I got to, you know, do the show and stuff because I'm so excited about what she's doing. Sheila, I know she's your family member. Why don't you tell the listeners just a little bit something about her real quick, because you know her more than we do when she was younger.
Oh, my gosh. So she was born. When she was born, oh, my God. She always was a sweet girl, always. Even as a little girl, she always trying to help somebody out doing something. And, I mean, she's just a sweetheart. That's the reason why God has blessed her so much. She's just richly blessed. That's what it is. You know, but we all just love her. And then she comes from a praying family anyway, you know. So, I mean, I just love her. She's just a sweetheart. I just love her so much, you know. Oh, goodness. I don't know what to say. And Khaleesi, you have that accent, okay?
you know when I get all that comes out, but yeah, this is my cousin, everybody, you know, my blood cousin, you know, from a family down in Charleston, South Carolina. So yeah, she know me from birth, and you know, she can tell you we come from the family of female ministers. We come from a praying family, you know, deep, deep into the faith and the word. So Sheila, I just love you much, you know, as family, and, you know, I just appreciate your encouragement that you bring in my life also.
Yeah. Girl, y'all been a blessing to me, too, just listening to the preparation room and all the guests that you have on the air during the weekdays. I don't get to talk to you a lot of times, but I listen a lot of times to your show, and it's so encouraging for the things that I want to give up on. It makes me pray more, and it makes me want to keep on going, even though sometimes, you know, things get a little tough sometimes. Your show is in the preparation room. It makes me want to keep on moving and don't give up. You know, it gives me hope and encouragement, and I thank y'all for that. And thank you, Pam. You know, you and Pam just make a wonderful team. Beautiful team.
Oh, that's God. That's just God. Sheila, it's just truly been a blessing. I mean, you just summed it up, you know, when we hear your voice and how you know, when I first met you, I only met you one time, but when you look at your cousin, you look at her with, like, you know, so overwhelmed and just with so much love and so much encouragement, and keep being who you are, you know, keep loving on your family. It's just been a pleasure.
Yeah.
It was a pleasure meeting you, and I can't wait to see you again. So, you know, after the show, maybe exchange numbers and stuff like that. And we'll just pray for you to get back on home to Georgia, because we need her here in Georgia now.
You just get my number. Get my number from Khaleesi, so you can just give, you know, you could call me or whatever. I need somebody to pray with sometime. You know, the devil is busy out here.
But greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world.
Hi, sweetie. Oh, that's Michelle, my granddaughter. She wanted, I want to say hello to Khaleesi. We're so proud of you. I'll tell you what. Oh, my goodness. But I'm not going to hold y'all up. I just want to give y'all my blessing and my love, because I know a lot of people was calling in because I was on hold for a while, but it was worth the wait.
Thank you so much. We love you.
Okay, love you. Y'all take care, and I'll keep in touch with you.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay.
She got that accent, Pam.
You do, too.
I do. It come out, you know, on both ends, from the Caribbean side of the family to the Charleston GT side of the family.
You funny.
Oh, boy. But, yes, Pam, the journey has been just, you know, amazing. And I just learned, you know, something that always comes to me in every opposition is opportunity. And just with all the listeners and everyone, just, you know, when you see yourself going through so much trials, you better get ready for a blessing. And the bigger that trial is, the bigger your blessing is going to be. Because let me tell you, it has not been an easy walk to get to this point. God tested. I was tested. And sometimes he has to test you, you know, for his glory. Because, you know, I can say where I am today, had I been there probably 10 years ago, I probably wouldn't have did right by it. You feel me? I mean, I would have did right, you know, not doing nothing, you know, wrong, but I wouldn't have known how to do it the way he wanted me to do it. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So it's all a learning lesson. And I know I have so much more to learn as he's now taking me to the next level, you know, into, you know, abundance. And, you know, like I said yesterday, my study was 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9. And, you know, I was really meditating on those chapters and as I head to the next level. But that's what I've always, you know, been, you know, what I've always, the passion, and that's to help and to bless other people. Like I said, I've given to people before I've given to myself. You know, I just cannot stand to see people without lack. But, I mean, I am the type of person I just don't give. I'm the type of person that will teach you how to fish. You feel me? So
you
live in abundance. So I'm just, you know, honored, you know, and, you know, just, you know, that, you know, God, you know, has trusted me. All the glory go to him because I couldn't do it without him. And I'm just excited on where he's taking me on my next assignments as I come back home to Atlanta. I'm so ready. You know, I was supposed to have been back. You were since last January. I was next since last June. I was like, man, God is working something out. And now I know why he got me. I'm like, all right. You know what I'm saying? Because I had to get what I had to get so I can bring it home.
Amen. That's it. And you're doing such a good job. And as you know, as we end this call, your life will never be the same again. You went through that rim of your life. Now it's full steam ahead.
Yeah.
It's another chapter. We close this chapter of your life of 2 years. Now watch God move even more and faster. You are just so blessed, woman of God. I just thank God for your life. I thank God for your parents that brung you, that birthed you. I thank God for your stepfather for help raising you. I thank God for your siblings. I thank God for your life, Kalithia, because you are going to make a difference over your life. And I want to tell you that, again, that I love you. We love you at the Preparation Room. But most of all, God loves you even more. And I know a lot of the listeners that's listening, they love you too. And I just decree that success in ministry. And with that, I just want to tell you, if we got some more listeners, we could tune in or we could go on until...
Yeah, there's some of them here that are dropping, coming in and out. But I do want to say, you know, I am excited in where I'm going. I did want to let everyone know that I finally started ministry training. Pam, you know that I have been looking for months. Classes on the go. You know, while I'm on the go, I need something more mobile. You know, I couldn't sit in the classroom because I was like, okay, when I get to Atlanta, I'm going to start my classes. You know, but you know, everyone's going to clap for me to, you know, do what I need to do. But, you know, I have to get the class underneath my belt. And I just wanted to let everyone know that I have officially already started my ministry training on the go, like I, you know, because I'm all tech savvy, can be, you know, at the gym and, you know, listening to my studies on my tablet, you know, or on my, you know, on my Samsung phone and taking my exams and everything. So by the time I get back, you know, I should be, you know, pretty much through that first, you know, section and starting my my second semester. And then I should be done by spring. I would say spring of 2013. And then from there I can work on going forth for my ordination. So I'm really, really excited about that.
You know, I like my elder aunt in my family, you know, I have to send a shout out to my Aunt Lala. Oh, I love her so much. Powerful, powerful minister. She has her church back in South Carolina. You know, that's been my mentor all my life on, you know, the ministry side. You know, she pretty much is that head, you know, elder of ministers, female ministers in our family. She goes, well, what are you going to identify yourself as? I said, well, I didn't show I'm getting on nobody's podium. She goes, well, I can see you on that. I said, no, I'm not getting on nobody's podium. But thanks to her and you, Pam, I have identified myself, and that's what it's going to be called, Apostle Jenkins.
Yay! Apostle Jenkins. Hallelujah. Yes, you know, the angels is just, the woo, they just jumping all around right now, just happy. Woo, that's good, that's good. So, listeners, you heard what she say, right? So, we going higher, we going higher. Minister Jenkins, Apostle Jenkins, wow, she going to be preaching in the preparation room.
Well, like, as long as I'm not on the podium, I'll get in front of the church and be like,
Well, you know, one of the things, I never thought that they would call me a minister and never wanted to be called that. You know, I never did. But, you know, when you give your life to God, you don't know what. And you saying that you're not going to be in a podium, that's where you probably will be.
That's right.
You're like, you said what? And now you tell us the nation, oh no, I'm not gonna be a Napoleon. Listeners, look out for Kalipia on Napoleon. That's where you'll be. Oh boy, you funny.
Real funny. Well, everyone can get on over. They can follow you, Pam, Sunshine Lisa, at Twitter, on Twitter. Follow me at Kalipia. BuildMoreOnEnjoy.com, everyone. You can sign up, become a free member, so that way you keep the loop of all the great things that's happening with Build, Grow, and Enjoy. And trust me, 2013 is going to be ridiculous. Like I said, one of the major things that I'm looking forward to is the personal invite that I got to meet Michelle Obama. And First Lady of Africa, President Banda of Malawi, and that's in April of 2013. So you know I'm going to have pictures for you guys to share. I'm so excited to be able to share that experience with great women. But there's a lot of things that's going on in 2013, so definitely get on over to BuildGrownAndJoy.com. Become a free member so you can get the email blasts. And then you can come and visit us because there's going to be a lot of events and a lot of things going on in Atlanta. You can come and meet me. And, you know, I want to meet you guys, you know, start seeing people face-to-face, you know, and just, you know, I'm there for you guys. You know, I'm very, like I said, transparent. I'm very accessible. You know, I'm not the type of person like, oh, no, you talk to my secretary. No, I will come with you, put on tennis shoes, walk with you. That's type of person I am. So definitely get on over to BuildGrownAndEnjoy.com. And thank you for having me in the preparation room today, Pam.
Oh, you know I love you, girl. You know I love you. You part of the preparation room. What? So you don't have to thank me for that. I'm just glad to be part of Build, Grow, and Enjoy. You know, I just thank God that you dedicate your ministry. You're, you know, giving us this time each week for that so we could change people's lives. And, you know, that's what it's all about, is preparing the way for the Lord. So I thank God for you, Kalipia, at the preparation room. You are truly blessed, I tell you. You're more blessed than you can even imagine. I think if you really realize how blessed you were, it probably would freak you out. You probably would have a heart attack. But, you know, that's why God don't let us know everything. But you are truly blessed, and I just continue to cover you with the blood of Jesus, you know, cover you and your family with the blood of Jesus, you know, and you are loved. So.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And I just want to just remind the listeners, next week is the week that's coming is Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving to me is a time where we give thanks back to God and by giving. You know, if we don't have the food or the money,
we got free love. So to me, Thanksgiving is about giving love, and it's about being with your family. But as we know, so much is going on in family lives right now. I was, you know, at work today, and I was listening to people talking about, you know, what the family had done to them, and they're just so hurt, and they don't want to be hurt anymore by family members, so they're not going around them. And I can understand that, because sometimes Satan will use our family members. But your family is just not your family members. Your family could be a friend. Your family could be your neighbor. Your family could be a homeless person. You know, your family, you know, is just sometimes not where we want them to be, but they're somebody that God gave us, and they will always be our family. But the family is who you with that love you and share the same belief that you share. You know, that's your family. So take the time out, and, you know, if you're with your family, that's good. That's awesome. But if you can't be with your family, be with someone that you love to enjoy, to give love back, giving love back for this Thanksgiving. Even if you just want to be part of somebody, you know, go to try to volunteer to go to a homeless shelter, or go and fix some food for someone that you know that we have a lot of homeless people here in Georgia, and I know this is all over the world. But, you know, fix some food and get some plates and cover them up, you know, or, you know, be professional with a glass plate. Any way you want to do it. Do it and just love on somebody and feed them some food. Feed them some food of word, food of love, some coats you don't need, some shoes you might not need. Give it away, but be happy, because it's a day to give thanks. So if you just want to be alone and just give your thanks to God, give him the thanks that you are alive, enjoy your Thanksgiving. And I cannot let the day go without telling you how much I love you. My listeners, I love you. Preparation Room, I love you. Feel Going to Joy, I love you. You, with the love of God. A lot of you I haven't seen before, but I truly love you. So I just want to ask God to bless you this moment, to bless this day. I just speak joy in your life. I speak happiness in your spirit and your soul. Laughter. Get out. Get some air. Do not be tuggled and tied in the house unless you got a project in there. But get out. It's holiday time. It's Thanksgiving time. Love someone. Get out, even if you go outside, like I said, and just look at the trees, the color of the trees, or if you're somewhere with the snow, go play in the snow. Love the life that God gave you. And I just want to tell you to enjoy your Thanksgiving. Next week, we will not have the show because I'll be out of town loving my family, if it's the will of God, and I know it is the will of God. Wherever I'm at, I'm going to love somebody. But the show won't be next Saturday, but we will continue the following Saturday. And we have a mighty man of God, Apostle, that's coming on, and we will introduce him on Bill Gordon and Joy and in the Preparation Room Facebook, or hit us up on our tweet address, Sunshine Reese and Kalithia Jenkins. But anyway, back to you, Kalithia. We'll let you finish the show off.
Yeah, well, I just want to send say to each and every one, times are getting better. You know, I'm glad that Bill Grown and Joy is and has and will be a blessing in your life, and encouraging each one of you guys, inspiring you, and letting you know that everything is possible. Educate yourself financially, you know, the times, you know, same thing, you know, going through the test of times with, you know, our finances and getting our lives back in order. And I see out there that people are getting better jobs or stuff available. People are starting to buy homes. So I'm just really, really, you know, excited about the great things to come, and glad that Bill Gordon and Joy is about to be a part and is a part of this movement, as I saw the vision years ago. And it's so crazy, Sam, because it ties right in with President Obama's vision, and this, these are the things I want to speak to Michelle about. You know, it's like, wow, you know,
wow.
Me, President, visions are kind of the same, you know, you know. It's like, you know, those are the things that I want to touch on and really let her know and, you know, the great things that Bill Grundjoy is doing here throughout the, you know, the community of Atlanta. And not just Atlanta, just on a nation, national and global level. So I'm excited for that. But just keep pushing, everyone. Never give up. Don't quit. Stay in prayer. Keep your faith. No matter what, you have to keep going. The situation is always temporary, and it always gets better. Don't look at anything in numbers. Don't look at it as a money. Just find your purpose. Find what you love to do, and all else will fall in place. And I just said all my blessings and every one of you guys.
We love you.
Love you too, Pam.
And happy anniversary, Kalicia. Don't stop. Enjoy it. Enjoy this month, this whole month out. We love you and everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yay! Yes, happy Thanksgiving. Yes.
Thank you for joining us at the Preparation Room with Build, Grow, and Enjoy, preparing the way for the Lord.